Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, fuckers, 10 floors plus, more than 10 floors above the beautiful downtown Kitchener.
That's right, you're in the penthouse now, ladies
penthouse.
And germs.
Welcome back to Legend in My Spare Time, and this is a special occasion, Rev, because it's episode 25.
That's right, the quarter.
What the fuck good is 25?
25 is a quarter of 100.
Quarter of 100. So
those that aren't math inclined.
Our quarter century episode.
And yes.
It should be special. It should be exciting.
I think I got a little something that's going to make it exciting for you.
Cool. And it won't be any less exciting than usual. So you got that to look forward to, folks.
That's right. And but let's get our introductions.
That's right. I am Matt MF and Lees.
Matt motherfucking Lees.
The man next to me is?
The Reverend Jeffrey K. Davies at your service.
That's right. And then across from him is the master of the self-invite, Van Bizos. The reason we are not recording on the balcony this evening, Rev.
Really? You're welcome and thank you.
Yes. Is he sensitive to...
No, I don't have enough room out there for all three of us.
Oh, yeah, he's a large mammal.
So when Pedro showed up, I was like, well, I guess we'll record inside, even though Tara has to go to bed because she works in the morning.
Yeah.
You selfish, jerk. Oh, and good job today on the lucky win for the Deutschland. Good job, buddy.
Thank you very much. We'll take a win when we can get it.
Hey, are we talking about soccer?
No, we're not.
No. Are you talking about foosball?
We're talking, no, we're talking about football.
Oh, the poor kid sport.
You know, I've come
it's
to
like
a decision.
You know what soccer is? Soccer is like taking a train ride. You know, because riding the train fucking sucks. You know what it is? You're riding the train and you're looking into poor people's backyards. That's what watching a soccer game.
Okay, so I've got another rule.
So, anyways.
Oh, by the way, my dad listens and he says that you're a cocksucker.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Okay? I think what he said was, you really do talk some shit. And as far as Sir Ollie goes, I'd like to point out that today in my class, an actual homosexual man was wearing the same lumberjack shirt you had on last episode.
That's beautiful.
I tried to take his picture, but I didn't have any valid reason to take his picture. And he's a homosexual, so if he sees me like... Oh, Matt's taking Matt's taking my picture. Hi. I didn't want to get caught into that, so
okay,
I don't
so
have
here
a picture.
Okay, so here we go. As far as Sir Ollie goes.
Yeah, he thought you were a douche.
Ah, fuck, man. He came prepared.
He
and all
did.
That I really have to say about that is, you know, maybe me and Ollie alone should just Skype because I think that boy needs some spiritual guidance.
I think that boy's doing fine, dude.
No, well, you know what? First of all, he Skyped in with us and he wasn't even wearing pants.
No, it's
and,
true.
And I have it on authority from the Dutch master that he didn't even have gitch on.
No, and you know
that,
what?
And that you boys caught a glimpse of a little it's something true. That you didn't really want to.
And I got to point out, Ollie and I recorded for his podcast. We recorded a World Cup report. We're going to do one every time England plays.
Okay, so like today.
No, England played a couple on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. And they couldn't beat the States, right? So, hold on. This actually is a great segue, Mr. Matt Lees, because I have to use your phone to call in a special guest.
The fuck did you just say about England, motherfucker?
He said that they couldn't beat the USA.
Yeah, they couldn't beat them. So, anyways, can I use your phone? Because we got to call in.
No, apologize to England.
Why?
Apologize to the English football team. Well,
did
you see the
did
goal?
Did they beat
Listen.
The States?
Wait, listen. what I want to ask you is, did you see the highlights? Did you see the goals? Did you see the fluke that was the goal that meant the game was a tie? You know That's what? All I want to know. Did you see the fluke?
You know what I saw? Was the scoreboard at the end.
Okay, Tim, I'm looking for you here to be the voice of reason. Did you see the footage?
Yes, I did.
So. Was the American goal a fluke? Just say yes or no. Tell the truth.
The American goal
was a complete and utter holy fluke.
Shit. How do you get this
it
thing
to die? It
was
the ball going between the posts into the net.
What's the number?
I can't talk shit about that goal because, frankly, did you see the goal that Holland put in earlier today off the back of the guy's head?
Right. If it wasn't for luck, we would have won and you guys would have probably tied 0-0 today.
It's probably
just saying.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to talk about the World Cup because you can join myself and Ollie on that. Every time the England
also,
team plays.
Reverend's not allowed to apologize to England because we don't apologize.
No,
you're
but
breaking
he can,
the first rule.
But when it comes to the World Cup, he's going to apologize. He hurt my feelings.
Well, you want a fucking cookie? What's wrong with you?
You're going to have to listen to our special guest here. Now, I got to put him up.
Okay, I need to show you how to put it on speaker. Oh, you're bugging me already.
I don't want you to look at the. I don't want you to look at who's talking.
Yeah, but they're not going to hear it.
Well, hello there, Mr. Special Guest. You got to give me 2 seconds. Matt's going to put you on speaker, but I just want you to know that we are chilling out in the Matt Cave, and we need a little soccer commentary on the England versus the United States of America game. So I'm going to pass you over to Matt Lees, and he's going to put you on speakerphone.
Okay.
We can't. No, he's going to.
We still can't hear him. Hold on a second. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Who the fuck is this?
This is the world's biggest soccer fan.
Who is this? What's your name, sir?
You can call me Jack.
Oh, wait. Is this Dave K?
Why would I do that to you, Matt Lees, you little Welsh bastard? How do you like your feeble English soccer team?
Wait, so just confirm for me, is this Dave K?
And if it is?
We just hung up on Dave K.
Why would you hang
because
up on
Dave K?
Because
Dave K hung up on me and my listeners.
Oh!
So I just hung up on Dave K. Fuck you, Dave K. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? You try to bring the surprise my way? How do you like me now?
Oh, I wonder how Dave K likes you now.
Okay, let's call him back.
I don't know. I think he's going to be mighty pissed.
I know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, I just walked in the door.
You are goddamn right. 1 second, I need to apologize to your girlfriend.
Oh, good Lord.
I think that just made my life.
I told you to listen to the voices.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wait, no, I'm not even going to hug you. I'm not even. Give him a mic.
Here's mine.
So, folks, completely unbeknownst to me, somebody else's will just walk in the door.
I don't know what you're talking about, you shit-talking, phone-hanging-up Welsh motherfucker.
You know why I hung up on you? Because you sold us out, Dave K. You vanished into the ether and left me and my listeners crying, begging for you to come back.
Like
and when
ninja,
you do,
baby.
You're talking shit about the World Cup, you stupid fuckers.
Hey, I'm not talking shit about anything. I'm talking shit about England.
Okay, fine. Let's have it out. What do you got to say? Why are you wearing an Italian jersey? I thought you were from... I don't understand.
Yep, where am I from, Matt Lees?
I don't even care.
There you go.
You're not from this podcast anymore.
I am representing what can only be described as the greatest football played in the world.
Are you Italian, though?
No. But I still respect great football. And that great football does not come from those three feeble lions.
The best poor kids probably come from Italy.
So.
That may be true.
So, you know, the listeners at home are probably super excited that Dave Rage K showed up.
Well, who the fuck do you think brought him, jackass?
And let me say this about that. First things first, who in the Matt Cave needs a beer? I've been drinking all night. Oh, right. Everybody's been drinking all night. That's what I like
That's
to see.
That's how we roll. That's how we... So, you're back. Welcome back to Legend in My Spare Time.
Uh-huh. Listen, you want to explain to me why you hung the phone up?
Yeah, I do, actually. Here's what happened. I was talking to you, and then I realized, hey... This is Dave K. He totally ditched me and my podcast listeners. I'm going to hang up on him. And then what you'll hear when you listen back, if you ever listened, was I immediately decided to call you a jerk to these guys.
I did. I managed to catch that as I was walking in your girlfriend's bedroom.
Fair enough. stay out of there.
Unfortunately, it took a little time to extract myself from that quote-quote awkward sitcom situation.
Yeah, but we all know you're retired, so I'm not worried.
Yeah.
You haven't used your
that
dick.
Might be
you
true.
Haven't used your dick since way before England won the cup. See, if you're gonna make fun of it,
yeah, that hurts just because of its truthfulness.
Like, I just wish that looking at Skype right now, that my good friend in London, England, was online to put you guys in line, because the fact that England didn't beat the U.S. yes, it's unacceptable, but it was a fluke. You shoot that ball at that goalie another 100 times, and I guarantee you he'll catch it every time.
It's a fluke that they didn't score enough.
No, you're
to
not
beat
listening.
The States.
No, you're not listening.
No, what
to
is
me.
It? What is the fluke?
It was a fluke that when the U.S. guy practically just passed it back to the English goalie, he bobbled it and it rolled into the net.
Did he kick the ball?
Incompetence is incompetence.
Did the Yankee kick the ball?
Well, technically.
How much of a fucking fluke could it be if he kicked the ball? Or is it just a fluke that the English goalie sucks?
I'm not the kind of guy that would normally agree with the Rev here, but he's totally right on this.
Don't agree with the Rev? Why would you agree with the Rev? Tell you what, you name me two players on the England squad, and you will now have valid opinions moving forward.
I'm sure there's a Jones.
No.
And
no.
A George.
No. Don't look at him.
But you see, but don't feel bad about this.
I don't care. I don't even like the stupid sport.
The reasonable thing about this is there's no reason you would know any of the players on the English team. It's not like any of them have any kind of status. I mean, everybody knows Beckham, but even he was too ashamed to come back. Yeah.
Matt,
he's not
upset.
Too ashamed to come back. He's injured. And I'll have you know, when he got injured, he cried as it carried him off the field, because
Matt,
that man has English blood.
The reason I haven't been here for the podcast is I was injured.
It's because you're
injured
a cunt.
In his style.
You're a heartbreaking cunt. That's why you haven't been here.
Well, that might be true. On the other hand, I have been out in your hallway drinking beers and thinking shit about you.
Well, you know what? You're an asshole. I'm hurt. You know what I am? I'm like a scorned girlfriend.
You really are.
Because you just ditched. You left us. You just said, hey.
Yeah. That's got an itch. I'll say it.
Everything in Matt's life is so dramatic. Dave K breaks his heart. He goes out to Iowa, falls in love again, only to have to leave. It's a rough life in Matt Lee's.
Dude, I'm telling you, they talked about you in Iowa, Dave K. They were like, where's that angry, ugly guy that's usually on your show? And I'm like, the Rev? And they're like, no, the skinny one.
You know, the best thing about this is Jeff was coming in, and I heard Tara's voice. And that, you know, because I was planning on storming in here bare-ass naked.
Fair enough.
Which, as it turns out, since I ended up in your bedroom, it probably worked out as well that I wasn't.
Oh, it's okay. She just would have laughed at your tiny, tiny little penis.
That's not entirely untrue.
That's fair. So, what have you been doing?
I'll fight you on a lot of things.
But tiny penis isn't one of them?
It's cute, though. It's got some personality.
That's fair. Hey, why don't you treat that like a dick and get a little closer into it?
Well, I'm trying to share with...
Fuck this guy.
It's good to finally meet you, Dave.
Tim wasn't even invited today. Don't worry. Tim wasn't invited today, so it's your mic. Go ahead.
I can't help but notice he brought his own mic.
Because I told him to. I always...
Jeff told me to. That didn't stop me from forgetting to do it.
Yeah, he went and grabbed beer,
uh-huh.
But no mic.
That's okay. I do have another bone to pick with you, though.
All right.
Because I saw a Facebook post recently from Big Sexy that said, band practice went really well today, or something like that. I thought I was in your band, motherfucker.
Some of that might have been true.
So not only are you not on my podcast anymore, I'm out of the band.
Well,
you're the latest to be outed of the Sid
but
fold.
I don't even care. You know I don't give a fuck, but I didn't get a message. I didn't get a goodbye card. Nothing. All I get is Big Sexy's post saying, band practice went excellent. Well, where the fuck was I, Dave K? I stepped in when you needed me, sir, and now that you don't need me, I'm discarded like a used condom. These are not the droids you're looking for. Move along.
Are not even a used condom to me, Matt Lees. You are a condom to be cherished, a condom to be pulled out for that occasion.
Condom.
You're that French tickler that I need to whip out of my pants when we need to go out and please not just one, not just two, but a whole lot of people. What we've been doing is trying to find another goddamn drummer because for some reason they keep breeding.
The breeding is no excuse.
Here's my
drummer. That is the lamest excuse.
It has
and
been.
And you can't even. Now you're getting into the bone that I got.
I know. Just pause for 1 second. The reason, folks, that Rev's getting heated here is, as you may or may not know,
I'll steal one of those beers from you now,
sir. There are now four of us in the room, and three of us are or have been have been apparently members of Shoes in a Dryer, which is you know, K-Town's answer to a sloppy, rough around the edges rock and roll band, which I, by the way, I'm sure you were too. It was a pleasure to be a part of. I'm
it
just
was
saying,
all right.
It was fun.
It was all right.
It was all right.
So what happened was Reverend got his old lady knocked up. Well, we think it was yours.
I'm pretty confident. He's kind of big and awkward. So, I mean, it looks like it adds up in the columns I'm looking
well,
at.
Well, but the young lady, the young daughter in question is a very nice looking young lady. Very cute, very pretty. She doesn't look at all like you.
No, she takes after her mom.
Hey, she kind of looks a little like AK, though.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Does she scratch anything in the mornings?
Oh. So
I mean, that's not it. Sorry, I don't want to shit talk your daughter, man. Like that's
it's okay.
That's
wait, I already did
line.
Once. Okay. I think I once said to him, "How long do you think it'll take before AK tries to date your daughter?" And he didn't punch me in the face.
Yeah, 12 years.
Yeah.
No,
so
it was
asked and answered.
That was a solid joke, though.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, the reason you guys are getting heated is because you were the drummer of Sid. Is that correct?
I was
Reverend?
the original drummer. Yeah.
And then
we weren't Sid though. We were the inflatable Liberace's.
That's
right.
True.
Is that before or after you were Money Shot?
That was before.
When
this is the inception. This is the...
Mm-hmm. When you had Rain Man as the drummer.
No, Jeff was the drummer.
I was the drummer.
Oh, so you went from one
retarded drummer
to
another. You don't even realize he's a drummer?
Well, who does? All I see is the kazoo and the goofy look on his face. So anyway, Dave disposed of you from Shoes in a Dryer, and you were hurt by that. Is that correct?
Disposed.
I was a little offended, absolutely.
Right, and you said that you blamed Dave, and next time you saw him, you were going to wring his neck.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, no, I do blame Dave.
He totally said
but
that,
But it wasn't because of my daughter. It was because you can't have two lions in the same den.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
That's really what it was. And hold on.
The
whole excuse of me having my daughter was just a passive-aggressive bullshit way of trying to walk me out the door.
Actually, no, that's not true at all.
It's absolutely true.
Amazing.
Give me a fucking break.
We
had differing ideas on the direction and how to get to where we wanted to be with the band. First of all, I didn't want to be a Kiss cover band.
Hey, nobody does.
Well, somebody
I think,
does.
I know somebody
well,
who
somebody
does.
Somebody does.
I know at least,
right.
I know at least one handsome.
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But, actually, the only reason that I threw that out there with the daughter thing was for the comic value. For those of you that don't know out there, our, I don't know, seventh or eighth drummer or whoever the fuck it was, you know, retired. I'm throwing the
Who's this?
Air
Beave?
Quotes out. The Beave. Due to breeding problems.
Now, did he retire or did you guys fire him?
No,
because you fired me.
Well, we did fire you, but he's welcome anytime.
Okay, you fired him. You fired Rain Man. And what?
Well, and again, Matt Lees, I should have listened to you. You were absolutely right about that. My apologies. You were right.
I know.
I was wrong.
I know.
You're big. I am small.
I know. So why'd you fire me from your band?
You're attractive. I am not good-looking women.
What did I do? Why am I out of the band
now? You didn't do anything, dude, but we're still trying to get shit back together. Kev's got a job. He works 80 hours a week. I broke my hand. We're just trying to find someone who can bang on shit.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yep.
Here's my vision.
I've had to resort to a goddamn filthy communist.
Who's that?
Some Russian guy named Anton.
It's not Corey, is it?
No.
Okay, because... Oh, we're not allowed to say his full name on this podcast.
He is a total cocksucker. On the other hand, he's not a crazy Russian drummer, okay, let me say this to all the people out there in the World Wide Web world.
Nice sentence.
Why is it? Hey, I'm not here for grammar lessons. You are the last person to talk. But, what is it with drummers and either being... unreliable, unusable, or undesirable? I mean, I swear to God, over the years, I have worked with, to be honest, I'm not even sure if I have an accurate count number of drummers. And
your drummers have been what? Unreliable,
unusable, undesirable.
Undesirable.
Kettle, pot, black. Anybody else?
Okay.
Hey. Heyo! I'm just
kidding. I'll take that from you.
I got to take shots at you now again.
There's a retort here, though.
Okay.
I mean, please.
As far as guitars go, I think to sum it up best, I have to tell a joke, and it's a pretty simple joke. How many guitarists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
Well, it just takes one. He just has to hold it. And the world revolves around him.
Hey-o.
Hey,
I like
because
that.
Right or wrong, guitarists won't fucking back down, and you can't tell them shit.
It's
you can't tell them. Listen to the fucking beat.
Hey,
It's not that difficult. 1, 2, 3, 4, fucking
hey,
follow
hey,
it.
That's good advice. You should just look into that.
That's no
you
problem.
Can't tell them.
I can
a fucking guitarist.
I can follow 1, 2, 3, 4. What I can't follow is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Dave,
two,
you follow the beat
three,
that's in your head,
four.
And that is the 1, 2.
They invented beat of his own drummer for this man right here.
That's true. I have been known for little except the noises in my head.
And
now, admittedly, those noises are mostly kazoo solos. But
that's true. Why wouldn't they be?
I mean,
because who doesn't love a kazoo solo, right, boys?
Exactly.
Oh wow! So it's been
all right.
You know, you've missed a lot on this podcast.
You know, that's what I hear. The my man, the Reverend here, despite what can only be described as healthy differences,
yeah.
Love. I mean, there's no lack of love. Understand that. If there were, he would have jerseyed me by now and tossed me out Matt Lee's window here, which apparently is now on the 10th floor, which would be less than uncomfortable, to say
that's
the
true.
Least.
Technically, it's 13.
I wouldn't
13,
have called you for this little surprise.
There's three, four floors of parking. Oh, wait. Yeah. I finally have another nerd in the room. Fuck you, Reverend. Dave K., come over here. What's this?
Isn't that the Sikh symbol?
Oh, that's a window.
No, what's that symbol on the window?
That's what Sikhs have.
Come on.
I love cock. I love Welsh cock. I don't know. It's got a little too much.
You should be ashamed.
There's a flourish.
For a man
it,
who owns
it?
An original 70s Darth Vader suit,
yep.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I kind of am, I guess, mostly for owning an original 70s Darth Vader suit. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's brought me a lot of love. And by love, I mean
looks
scorn
like a
and ridicule from women.
To draw his first Sikh symbol.
Why do you guys have to be so hateful?
Tell us what it is, Matt Lees.
No, I'm not even going to. I don't want to anymore.
All right.
You guys have ruined it. Yeah, you can tell him. Give this guy the mic.
Well, no All one right. cares anyways.
So,
I'm sure
if
Zach
I
cares.
Was aligned with the Sith, that would be the Rebel Alliance, right? The good guys in that stupid little universe that Matt lives in when he closes his eyes and isn't here at work.
Okay, good job. Give the mic back to Dave, you asshole.
No, I'm sorry.
Why did you have to attack me? Why? Why did you have to take a shot there?
Dude,
why?
Oh, it's easy.
I have the mic for a second. I better make fun of Matt. Fuck you.
Exactly. It worked for Ollie, and it's going to work for me. Fuck it. I picked up a strategy. Go
Ollie,
ahead.
Here I am. I'm going to be Ollie you. For a second. Did you make a little joke? Did you make a little bitty joke there, Matt Lees?
Yo,
is
but,
that what you did? I can't do it in his fucked up little language.
No.
His anyways.
He's speaking the same language as you.
Is
dipshit.
His language drunk? Because
yeah.
that was...
He's speaking the same native tongue as you, dipshit. It's okay.
Drummer?
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's invaded. All right, actually, you know, let me throw this out right now. In the spirit of appealing to the greatest masses of the podcast out there, I would like to apologize.
Okay.
To Matt Lees.
Yes. For what?
For not being here to throw my unique brand of, for the sake of argument, let's call it love, out to his, who are you people out there that are looking for my love?
Don't apologize to me.
Girlfriend?
Dave. Apologize to the listeners.
Oh, the listeners know who I am.
I moved on. They're the
I know
ones
you
that
do.
Hurt.
You've you know, it's apparently taken three guys to replace me. And I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, Dave, earmuff it for me, will you?
No, I will
earmuff
not.
It. Earmuff it, Rev. Come on.
I don't do that.
Earmuff.
I'll
I'm not asking you to
right.
lick my
I'll
balls.
I'm fucking earmuff you.
Okay, this fine.
We'll hug this out later then.
I wasn't going to try to make it a hurtful word, but this guy doesn't hold a candle to you, Dave K.
I didn't mean that, Reverend. This guy doesn't hold a candle to you. I disagree. The candle that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Matt
yeah.
Lees, I mean, you know, I can show up for a show here, a show there, and you know, maybe.
Yeah, you know, you were here for episode 4, and now you're back for 25. Good record. That sounds great.
Hey,
no,
man.
Keep your earmuffs on.
If I was a baseball player, that'd be a decent record. 4 out of 25? I mean, hell, I'm hitting 240.
But people were falling in love with you. And I bet you don't even know what Am I an Asshole is. But you haven't even listened since you were gone.
You know, Matt, to be perfectly honest, I didn't even listen when I was on.
I know you didn't.
Because I was talking. And that's really all I care about. And that's not true. I care about the people out there that have complained that my unique brand of hateful humor is gone from this show. I mean, you know, we've still got Matt, and he's looking awfully hateful today you for know, a guy that I love.
It's funny because today, actually, we got email from a listener, first name Joe, who used to be your biggest fan.
I remember Joe.
He said that he did say that you were a douche for the Theodore Tiberius debate. He said that you were an uninformed jackass or something like that.
I'm uninformed because I'm not watching enough Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Same thing.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's who you left me with.
Same thing. It's like this. It's like Italy and Portugal. Isn't it pretty much the same fucking thing?
Not even a little bit. Weren't you the guy who thought that? No. What country did he think? What countries did he think were connected last week? South Africa and Somalia.
He's well, they like, do both begin with S.
They're both in the continent of Africa. I just don't know where the fuck in that continent they are.
It's okay. It's okay,
man.
Well, I just don't care.
It's okay.
For Christmas, I'm buying you a globe.
I'm an uninformed
douche. So then,
for not knowing fucking geekdom.
Right. So then Joe...
basic geography.
Fuck you, Joe.
But Joe did finish...
High school Why? Complicated.
Why? Joe finished his email by saying...
Times.
Oh. Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, if you're...
You didn't, well, then again. Read the whole email.
Everybody done having their own conversation now?
I'm talking
They're
going to
layer nicely in the mix, I think.
I'm going to edit every part where you're in it out. I just said urine by accident.
45 minutes teabagging you. Yeah. And these two guys are going to sit here and watch
that. Oh, okay, so what was I saying? Oh, he finished the email with, I would like to say that the Rev has finally replaced Dave K in my heart.
Oh.
That's adorable.
Well, then,
right?
Then,
and then what happens that night? Dave May K I shows then? Up.
Then I don't May want to I say then? Fuck you, Joe, anymore.
All right, Joe.
Exactly.
You know what? I was sitting
Matt
comfortably.
Matt Lee's douchebaggery knows no limits. We all know that. So he was leading me to believe that you were being mean to me, Joe. But,
no, actually, I wasn't finished my sentence, and you hollered over me. So it's your own fault. Dave, do you have something to say to Joe?
I sure do. Hey, Joe. Where are you going with that crazy opinion in your mind? I was sitting at home tonight. Minding my own business, drinking a lot of beer, you know, smoking a couple, because that's what we do up here in Canada, because nobody pisses in our shoes for it. But at the end of the day, I was thinking to myself, you know, this has been a magical kind of day, but there's something wrong. There's a great disturbance in that force. And that disturbance is someone starting to doubt me, Joe. You are the one person that's been hanging in there, like a trooper, like a champion, backing me, despite the fact that I couldn't get my shit together enough to be here to represent guys like you who resist what can only be described as the evil oppression of Matt Lees. Now, thank you for the love. It hurts me a little that you're selling me out to the Rev. I do love the Rev. And that being said, I'm watching you. I knew you were shit-talking me. And if you ever do it again, I may not just be here in Matt Lee's apartment unexpected. I may not be walking into his girlfriend's bedroom pantless. I may be showing up at your doorstep. I don't know where you live. I don't know where you work.
Iowa.
But I've got a state. And Iowa can't have that many people, Joe. So you'd better...
Hey, they can hear that.
You'd better keep your little fucking bit of support in line.
Right, because, you know, Joe, Dave will be back in 25 episodes, so you just fucking watch it.
Yeah.
He'll be back on number 50.
Yeah, he may not be able to spare...
to get you.
He may not be able to spare 1 hour a week to drink with his boy Matt Lees, but
on
he's going to drive
hand,
to Iowa to slap you in the mouth with his dick.
Don't think I won't.
So, Dave, am I out of the band or what?
You're out. No. Fucking get it through your head.
Can I be the new drummer? Because I'm
a
mean
new
drummer.
Singer.
You're actually not a bad drummer.
I know, right?
That actually is a remarkably good idea.
Right, because you have a drum set.
I do. It sucks. Well, but I bought a new cymbal.
Shoes in a dryer.
Does that, yeah, hey, fair enough. We all suck. It all
so,
sucks.
Let me be the drummer. Come on.
It's just about entertainment. That's not a bad idea.
I wasn't doing anything as a singer anyway.
You can be the singer. But you see, I don't want to be the singer.
Neither do I.
You can rock it Phil Collins style. It looks like you're starting to get the comb over going on.
Oh, talk about hurt feelings.
Uh-oh. Hey, man.
There's
a tear. I'm not throwing rocks. I'm just saying there's something in the air tonight. Good to have me back, Maddie.
I fucking hate you.
Now, here's
and the gay off is officially over.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There will be no more gay off. There is minimal love left for this douche over here now.
I disagree.
Oh,
There's nothing but
that's
love.
That's why I brought him back.
No, you're just drunk and you're not realizing that I'm scorning you. I'm upset with you. And you're saying hurtful things. Hurtful things. Compare me to Phil Collins.
He's a talented motherfucker.
Fine.
He wrote some great songs. He's just a drummer really, that sings. And
no.
Might be
you.
A little portly.
You know what? Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you and fuck your opinions and fuck your Italian jersey. I hate your guts.
I did put on an Italian jersey just for you.
I know you did. That's cool.
Again, was going to come in naked.
I'm sure I've seen you in other countries' jerseys at times, though.
No, never.
No? All
right. Italy. Actually, that's not true. When I used to work with an English girl, when they won games, as part of a bet, she would force me to wear an England jersey. But it was only as the result of losing a bet.
Oh, that's a better... That's a good way to get back on my good side. Nicely done. Nicely done, jackass.
Hey, do you guys want to hear the Dutchman's sex move of the week?
Sure. You got something special? Come on.
All right. I've got one for you. I wasn't expecting it.
Break it down. I know. I'm throwing it out there out of the blue. But cool. I got to let these two cool down just a little bit. Matt's looking like he's a little sore. Dave's looking a little wild right now. So it's time to just let things calm down. And let's listen to the Van Boss.
Wow.
No, the Van Boss.
This is actually incredibly
sex move of the week.
Yeah. Okay, so
let's, all right. So
a Dutch beer?
No, I want one of this guy's beers because he's an asshole.
You can bring me a Dutch beer, though.
I don't even like Budweiser. Yeah. I'm going to drink it just because it's his.
But Rev, you should probably
Thank
stick
you,
around
sir.
For this. This is a short one.
Please don't sit on my lap. It creeps me out.
Okay,
makes
cool.
me feel funny. Here, take his chair now. This is so strange.
This is such a clusterfuck.
Oh, God.
I can't believe. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I get into the Dirty Dutchman's dangerous move and sex for the week.
Just sit over there now. You're freaking me out.
I just had to point out that we had Dave K. basically face first into Matt's lap for about 20 seconds there. All
Which
right.
is almost 5 seconds short of the money load, apparently.
So,
there you go.
Comedic value aside, it's good to see you, baby. Welcome back, Dave K.
Good to see you.
Did you like that? I made you eat that for 30 minutes where I was like, no, I'm not giving him any love. Fuck him. Did it work?
It did. I'm glad that you're throwing me love now that the Rev's out of the room. Yeah. Oh, wait, he's back. I'm in the hate books.
Yeah. And while we're talking about throwing love.
Okay, I'm sorry. The Dutchman's dirty sex move of the week.
You high rollers out there.
I don't know how to open this. Open my
The dirty sex move of the week is the Pierre Trudeau.
No. Okay, so,
the
ladies
Pierre
and gentlemen,
Trudeau.
The Pierre Trudeau.
Now, for all you people out there who might have a lot of change left over from your Tim Hortons adventures, take yourself all your nickels, roll them up nice and fine, and place them squarely in your lover's bottom. Then when you're smacking around doggy style, give her a good little hip on one jingle and one little hip on the other one, and you got yourself some sleigh bells ringing with Pierre Trudeau in the middle of the winter. That's a roll of nickels in the bottom.
Did you put him up to this?
Smacking the hips while you're fucking her doggy style.
So,
Pierre Trudeau.
Weller of misinformation invents the fucking gypsy cabbage, which involves multiple steps and a really ironic punchline. And you come at me with the Pierre Trudeau. First off, 90% of our listeners don't know who that is. Second off, they have nickels in the States too. And third off, I don't get it. Is this something that Bullet Bell let you do to her?
No, I didn't do that to Bullet Bell.
So you put the nickels in her ass.
Yeah, in the roll. So a roll of nickels.
Right, but
yes. Just so we're clear for the listeners out there, not that I have any personal vested interest in this. Did this to Bullet Bell?
No, I have not done this to Bullet Bell.
Okay, oh, Dave K., you know who Bullet Bell is, of course.
Oh, I know her well.
How many times?
And not as well as this guy.
Or he knew the story.
Or Andy.
No, exactly.
Or half of the other homeless guys downtown.
Now, did you ever have to remove her from any bars that you worked at?
Actually, I had to throw.
This is great. Come on, let's have it.
I shan't name the bar for reasons that I won't go into. But let's suffice it to say it's a local downtown Kitchener live music venue. And Andy was dating her.
Dating.
At the
Ding.
Time.
Reading Kabbalah.
Yeah, at the time. And he wasn't there. So as a friend, I felt like I needed to stand up for her virtue. And there was a guy who, what could only be described as disrespecting her.
So, as a former employee of this
establishment,
Downtown Kitchener live music venue, I asked him to leave. And he politely but firmly told me to go fuck myself.
Oops.
Everybody makes a decision. Sometimes they're bad ones. As it turned out, it was a bad one.
On his
so, yeah. So he left. And at the end of it all, I actually got a little scolded.
By Bullet Belt.
By Bullet Belt for pulling him out by the head. Because,
but you didn't pull him out of the head because of her. You pulled him out by the head because he told you to go fuck yourself.
Oh, actually, you know what? It all started off because he was being really, really rude to her. And I mean, if it was my chick, I would have beat him into a fine goose liver pate. As it was my friend's chick. And it's Bullet Belt. So, I mean, who knows what the fuck that means. Can I say fuck on the podcast still, or have you guys gotten, like, syndicated?
We're not syndicated yet.
All right. No, so I can still say fuck.
We may be syndicated, but you can still say fuck.
So I thought that was a little inappropriate, all things considered, and then he let me off, and then, you know, but at the end of the day, while I did not fuck her, I also never had to throw her personally out of that place.
Establishment that shall remain nameless.
But aside from that little event, there were also a couple other occasions where I was forced to remove people due to her what can only be described as disruptive influence.
Yes, meaning she slipped them some heroin in the bathroom and then Dave had to fight some people?
There might have been heroin involved. I can't testify as to the actual drug if this was a court of law. What I can say is, yeah, I had to fight some people in the bathroom.
Fair enough. Man, working at the circus room must have sucked for you, huh?
I never did the circus room. Oh,
you stupid bastard.
Did we name that shithole by name?
Yeah, but it's cool. Remember, because we discussed the fact that Carlos knows it's a shithole.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you don't flush, you know your bathroom smells like shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
there's a reason the bowl is yellow.
That's
such
right.
Such as it is.
Yeah, exactly. Such as it is. Wow. So it's funny that it's been this long and there's really not much that much changed.
Well, my life's been a little unusual, but in terms of anything that would be entertaining to the general public, no.
Have you gotten laid?
Nope, still holding firm. Although
you never banged the 19-year-old. That was how long ago you were here.
Yeah. We were talking about how
I was thinking about it, to be perfectly honest. And at the end of the day, I decided that I would feel worse about it afterwards than good.
So she shot you down.
Why?
Half my age, man. Do you realize the things I've done to people since the time she was her?
I remember because you said last time I did this. You were 12. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was the last time you were funny on this podcast.
Yeah, but what about,
probably last September.
The younger the berry, the sweeter the juice. Funny.
Now, that might be true, but at the end of the day, I still don't really care for
pussy.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying, right? That is what he's saying.
I can't, that's all I'm getting out of this.
That's why when you said I accidentally walked in on your girlfriend, I wasn't worried because...
That's true.
Your pipes probably don't even work anymore.
Here's hoping.
I mean, you did say you are a professional.
The unique Dave K.
Yeah, you are a professional at the
That's
Superman.
That's not unique.
Yourself.
That's unique. Dave K.
Well, yeah. I guess in theory they still exist in work, although in practice, I might as well be.
Could you imagine the next time he gets laid, it'd be like 3 seconds and he'd nut and be done?
Oh yeah, but I mean, I'm gonna cut her in half like a fucking 4,000
buzzsaw
dishwasher.
Must be hard to do that with a little roll of dimes.
Well, just make sure to put a roll of nickels in her ass first.
Apparently.
And call it the
Pierre Trudeau, ladies and gentlemen.
The finer the tool, the more precise the work, my friend. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. Although, I do kind of remember from the last time that we were talking that Tara mentioned that after our conversation about nut shaming, you started keeping your shit a little tidier.
No!
Say
it isn't so, at least.
No,
it is so.
No, she exaggerated and he's misremembering.
No.
What happened was, I did a brief trim. Once in a while I trim, but I don't shave.
It's like you were in college. You experimented once, I hope.
No, I'm just trimming. I will take them out right now and show you. It's trimmed. It is not bare.
I don't believe that you will.
Why would you trim your balls?
Because it was like Chewbacca down there, man.
I stand behind it. Don't think you will.
You just want me to take my balls out. Not going
to
happen.
Man has to be proud of the fucking mane that he grows like a lion.
Unless she can't find it.
Ah, then it's just a mass of hair.
Right. Oh. I thought I had a pubic hair until I pissed out of it.
What does the Dutchman have to say about that?
Oh, he's probably hairy as hell, but he's a virgin anyway.
Dutchman is a pretty happy man.
Oh,
the Dutch don't trim their balls.
Don't make me run. I'm all full of chocolate.
Have you not met our whores? Have you been to Amsterdam? Son, we trim everything.
Wait. Amsterdam is Dutch?
Their personal grooming.
Yes. Yes, Matt. Amsterdam is for the Dutch.
Did you know Amsterdam is in Dutchland? Cool. You're a little cooler.
It's a Somalia thing.
You're a little cooler than I thought you were now, dude. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No, I haven't. Have you ever been to my family?
Have you ever been to the Netherlands?
I haven't.
Hey, that's where Peter Pan is from.
So you're not Dutch then?
I am Dutch by blood, just not by way of going back to visit.
No, here's my problem with people like you.
What?
People who claim when it's World Cup time, you're not specifically this bad.
Yeah, right.
But you get to World Cup time. Oh, yeah, man, I'm Portuguese. Oh, yeah, where were you born? Oh, Waterloo, Ontario.
Yep.
No, fucker, you're Canadian, okay? Where were you born? That's what you are. If you were born in Canada, you can't say that you're Greek or that you're Dutch or that you're German. You're fucking Canadian. You speak correctly and you say, well, my ancestors are from, my heritage is, you're not from there, okay? So, you're not from there. You're Canadian.
Are you Canadian, Matt Lees?
No, I'm not. Wait. I am adopted.
Where have you spent more of your life?
Now, hold on. No, wait a minute. It's about half and half right now. I'd like to draw this fine line. Where were you born, Matt Lees?
I was born in Cardiff, Wales.
Exactly. And when did you move to Canada?
I moved to Canada after living in England for the second half of my life. And I moved to Canada when I was around 14, I think.
You're in the second half of your life. What are you talking
about? He meant the first half. He's kind of dumb now.
So you,
No. No, stop.
I'm not a mathematician,
but you can just
you're
stop.
In the second half of your life.
No,
they
dumbass.
Addition in Wales.
I was talking
is
in Pat.
Subtraction?
I was talking.
Unless you stack up sheep in front of him, he really doesn't quite get it.
Okay.
That's bad.
So, as I was saying before. Yeah, I did. I was saying, when I was 14, at that point, I had lived half of my life in England, half of my life in Wales. Does that make sense? Make sense? Dumb shits? Thank you very much. Now you can talk.
The size of Toronto. I mean, you might as well have said, I grew up in Mississauga, but then I moved downtown. At the end of the day, you've spent, 14 years within what can only be described as a casual catapult's huck of a small rock from each other. You people want to piss and moan about all of the differences between the English, the Scottish, and the Irish, but at the end of the day, you can barely make up half a country. It's almost a cruel injustice for you to regard yourself as an indigenous people.
High five!
Love you.
Oh, it's so cute. He's so good at endearing himself to the new people.
I do what I can.
Fucking Van Boss. Oh, just, I'm going to love this guy now.
He just respects the big dick swinging.
I guess.
Not that it's hitting anything, much like, but, it's still there.
Much like on Zombie Night when he let our friend Mike feel up his muscles on the couch. Remember that, fairy boy?
He was curious. What do you want from me?
So you let him?
Yeah. Me and Tara, wait.
Yeah.
What happened on Nerd Night?
Here's exactly what happened on Nerd
Night. Because
watch the bottles.
There were some musicians that were out playing a gig, and we couldn't make it to Nerd Night.
You were at Muskrat Festival. He ignored my text and didn't answer. I invited him to Nerd Night.
Well, really?
Yeah. So what happened was, Van Boss was asleep on the couch.
Because I'm like an old man, I fell asleep.
Did you really fall asleep?
Yeah, I did. I was tired.
What time at night was this?
Like midnight-ish.
So then we hear Mike, our buddy, say, hey, can I feel your biceps? And what does Van Boss do? Ready? Van Boss goes.
Visual gag. That's waking up groggily and then flexing so that Mike can feel my biceps.
So Tara and I have a running bet that you guys are going to be a gay couple.
There's a dude that felt your muscles?
And you loved it. And then he gave him a ride home.
Actually, I didn't. He walked.
Feel anything, you got to start with your ass.
And then he said this infamous line that was, hey, you want to help me carry these to my car? And we all know what that means. Let's go get a moment alone by the elevator.
Oh, Van B. You flexed for a guy to feel your muscles.
Did you meet somebody special?
Not special, but new. And new is kind of special.
That's
new feels good.
Says the married guy.
See, if you come to a battle of wits, don't come unarmed, cunt.
I've got nothing to say. It happened.
Yeah, it did.
It's like bullet belt. What do you want from me?
I got felt up by another guy. Sometimes shit happens, man. I'm not one to make a fucking, you know, big deal.
It's true.
About it.
In my defense, it happened. I don't know what else to say. In
there is nothing else to say. He wanted to know what it felt like to actually have biceps, so I showed him.
In my defense.
Is that the guy that I met at Krabby's that one day?
No, yeah, not wrapped around him. Just in his
Why was he feeling... Is he gay?
See, now here's the thing.
What?
No, you know what, folks? We can't have two people having their
What's
own conversation.
What's the thing, Matt Lees?
The thing is, Tara thinks that Mike is a...
homosexual?
Yeah, right. Playing for the pink team.
Or he's playing for both teams.
Okay. He's confused.
And either you suck dick or you don't suck dick. That's a fine line. There's no both teams.
I'm with you. I'm just saying.
I don't think it's so much gay to let a guy feel your biceps. I think it's more gay to ask a guy... if you can feel his biceps.
Yeah, okay, but let's roll.
Small victory, thank you, Rev.
Let's role play for a second.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Let's imagine that you, Reverend Dam Davies, are on my couch. Yeah. Okay, you're groggy, you're tired, it's nerd night, and I say,
your ass is up in the air.
Hey, I say, hey, Rev, can I feel your bicep?
I would laugh. Honestly,
yeah,
I would just
say,
laugh.
No.
I would laugh at you. That's like, all that I would do.
Don't touch me,
I wouldn't
boy.
Even have to say no because I don't think I'd stop laughing. I don't I don't think.
And then you'd say, hey,
why would he feel your bicep, man? And why would you let him?
It was either that or he was going to grab my balls. I don't know what
else was wrong.
Okay, let's bring the.
What happened?
I think Tara's sleeping.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Wake her up.
Penis.
I'm going to. You know what?
That was the angriest look I've ever seen on your face.
You know what it is?
He's got a lot of angry looks. Because
you know what, Tim? You of all people.
Penis.
Tara, no. I can't go anymore.
You know what?
Because
fuck it.
I respect her and I love her. She's fantastic. And
she
I
is awesome
her in
a lot of
way
ways.
You
respect her.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. We have three people talking at once again. You know what? This is it. 25? What a nice number to stop. Fuck
Penis.
This podcast. We're done. This is the final episode.
Gentlemen, I'm here to shut this shit down.
This is the final episode. We are done. No more episodes because you know why? Because you're an asshole and you're an
because
asshole
Tim said
and you
penis.
Broke my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, please archive tonight's broadcast because this
done.
Will be the last one.
That's right.
If you have purchased them off of iTunes, please remember
you
to have
dumb
them numbered.
Shit, they're fucking free.
I know they're free.
Fuck.
But this one won't be.
No, this one's not free. I'm paying for this one with my soul. This is just burning me up inside. I hate all three of you. Although, there has been an interesting development since you've disappeared, which I think I might want to get your input on. You remember our friend Weller. You guys also remember Weller from Iowa.
Yeah.
Do you know where Weller is right now, Dave K?
I wish I did, Matt Lees.
He's living in a no electricity, no internet, obviously, no... I don't even think he has indoor plumbing. At a cabin in Idaho.
So he has no idea what's going on.
No, and he's going to be there for a full year. And you know why he did it? This is the part you will appreciate.
Hated everyone around him.
Right, he got tired of society and felt like he wanted some time off. So he accepted a super high-paying job somewhere in some fucking mountain in Idaho. He's living rent-free. He's going to bank all the money. He's going to come back a mountain man. Or he's going to die.
A mountain man.
Yeah.
At least he dies a mountain
like
man.
He's not going to cut his hair or shave the whole time he's there.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it?
If I could grow a beard, I'd be so envious.
Right? Mine's all
blotchy. You grow
too.
A killer beard.
Do you think
beard?
The Reverend sent
about?
Him any of his shirts so he can look like a gay lumberjack?
It's fucking
no.
killer.
But Weller is the opposite of gay lumberjack.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't like gay jokes. Weller does not like gay jokes either. So... I mean, when I left there, I kind of went in for the hug. I wasn't sure whether to go for the hug or not.
Yep.
It was the straight handshake.
Yep.
Firm, straight handshake.
Take
Good
care. Have a safe drive. See you later.
Full two body width separation between you.
Right. Or although when I said goodbye to Zach, whole different scene.
Pushed in Zach, a little bit of ass cuffing.
Zach, little tough guy, little Zach tries to be Mr. Funny all the time. He was a little heartbroken that ML was hitting the road.
Did he give you a handy?
Everybody misses ML.
Well, it's what happened was I had some when I went down there I had T-shirts and CDs blah blah blah, and as I was getting ready to leave we'd already did the goodbye Dave K. Goodbye is what happens when you're gonna ditch someone but you tell them first. You
right.
should look into that. But what
I
happened
care
was
for that.
I was getting
ready to lead to a lot of hard feelings.
I was getting ready to leave And he's like, I need a couple extra t-shirts for so-and-so. Can you grab them for me? And I was like, yeah, they're at Weller's. I'll go grab them and bring them back. And then he says, you already left once. I already lost you once, Matt Lees. I can't lose you twice. But he made me come back. It was his fault that I had to come back.
On purpose.
Because right? He hid your shit.
Kind of like when a girl leaves her panties in your car and then calls you and says, I left my panties in your car.
Yeah.
I know, because I've been sniffing them all week.
Like, no, me already sold them to Value
Village. Wearing like an eye patch since Thursday.
I sold them to the Japanese. They sell them in vending machines.
You can buy panties in Japanese vending machines.
I know, that's why I said that.
Hey, do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah, baby.
It's called Am I an Asshole? Here's the intro music. One time we did this last week, I forgot to put in the music. So it's like, okay, cue the intro. And then it just goes silent for eight seconds.
Yeah, you've been getting lazy with the editing, eh?
I know. Because, fuck it. It's a lot of work, man.
Oh, to go in there and... It's 1 hour of your fucking time.
It's not 1 hour.
It's one
No, it's
hour
not 1 hour. It's 1 hour to record.
Finish, 1 hour.
No, it's not.
1 hour.
No.
1 hour.
You know what? Considering you tell your wife you help me edit sometimes, maybe you should know how long it takes.
Yeah, we...
She sure does. She's one of our biggest fans, I think. She says that we say fair enough too much.
Yeah, she definitely does that. And she says that you should be talking a lot more about pussy than you do about dick.
Well, whatever.
Agreed.
But
you got to work with what you're given. What we're given's Matt Lees. We got to work with dick.
I guess. Now, I don't actually have an Am I an Asshole. I was going to use it to take another shot at you. But I don't really feel like it. It hurts my feelings. You're welcome. Now,
Matt,
we did
like
get a-
some... guidance or something to help you through this tough time in your life, man?
Fuck you.
No, I'm here for you. We're from one reverend to another, you know, you being my Padawan and all, I gotta help you through these tough times. Because there's gonna be times when people pick on you a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't let it get you down.
That's fair. Okay.
You just gotta think, at least I'm not an overweight Englishman living in my mother's basement, Skyping, pantless, and smoking about 30 cigarettes in 2 hours.
See, now
that's what you got to say to yourself.
Now, what did Ollie do to you now?
Call me a gay lumberjack.
You were a gay lumberjack. Okay, so we do have listener mail, and in the vein of picking on people, this listener mail is titled, Van Boss Loves the Belt.
Ooh.
It's from our good friend Darren. Remember Darren?
Hey, Darren!
She's sleeping right next door, you dumb motherfucker.
That's what you get for working so late, jackass.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry that I had to go to my job today.
J-O-B.
So anyway, Dave,
do
you think a 15-year-old is too young to listen to this show? If you were still on it, I think I'd have to say yes, because...
Well, that's not entirely true. I'll be the first to admit I'm probably a little filthier than your average,
gay sailor?
Yeah, thank you.
When we were 15, we would have loved to have listened to
shit
like this.
It's true. That's the problem, right?
And that's entirely the thing. No, I don't think we are. I mean, fuck, man. 15-year-olds today look like what 22-year-olds were in my day. And they do things that, to be perfectly honest, people of my own age would be ashamed to do to another human being in this day and age.
You're right.
And so,
hot Carl.
That lead. Yeah.
Everybody loves a good hot Carl.
Now that
except for, of course, the... The girl involved.
Or if you're going
to... We're really happy with that.
Now, you've already...
You're going to name your band after a hot Carl.
You've already described the hot Carl on this show, right?
Yeah, we have.
May have.
Somebody did.
I did.
Because
We've set the precedent.
I always get mail when we forget a story and retell it, and someone would be like, hey, asshole, you already told that story.
Hey.
Now, I remember the hot Carl one, because I described that on my first time on air.
Fair enough. Oh, that was the one that got you kicked out of your band.
That was the episode that got me kicked out of
the
my
way
band.
Out there. Well, right. They're, yeah. They're a little further out
fired
there now.
From my band, man.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
You haven't been around for a while, man. This was a long time ago.
So.
What a bunch of passive aggressive fucking pussies.
I'll tell you more about them later.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I want to hear it on air.
Okay, they are called The Way Out There.
Okay.
We have no beef with them at all. No beef with them. Other than the fact that they're all super sensitive pansies.
And they have a beef with my man here, though. Because he seems to have his shit dialed up. And
no,
can
they,
only be described as a correct sort
no,
of order.
They don't necessarily have a beef with him. It was much like when you kicked Rain Man out of your band. You let him have it. You told him you never wanted to see him again.
That's true.
That's pretty much it. Other than you guys are still friends, right, Tim?
Yeah, I'm still friends with him.
Because you're too... You don't know how to break up with men, essentially.
You know, I actually have a hard time breaking up with good musicians. That's the only problem. I don't like burning bridges.
Burning bridges. Da, da, da. Burning status quo, anybody?
Yeah, status no, don't quo? Ever sing that again.
Do you know who status quo are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who are they?
Your mother.
Back to the mother jokes.
This is the second time tonight I've made fun of Matt's mothers, folks.
Yeah, the first time I got you here. Uninvited to this podcast.
Still showed up at your front door.
He texted me. Okay, here's what happened, okay? I'm just going to... Before I even read the email where a listener wants to tell you you're a cocksucker, I'm going to tell you you're a cocksucker. So he texts me today and says, hey, are we still podcasting at 8 o'clock today? To which I thought, who the fuck said you were podcasting? And I said, no, I have to work. Me and the Rev are going to podcast at midnight. Then I get another one from him later that says, hey, are we still on for midnight? To which I politely said, well, I didn't know there was going to be three of us, but I guess that's fine. And then I said, just kidding. Stop crying. You're more than welcome. To which he said, I wasn't crying. My eyes were watering from something, something, something because I was going down on your mother.
The phrase was, those are actually sweat coming off my face because I'm eating salsa out of your mother's belly button.
Well, let me say this about that. I appreciate the fact that you also crashed this. And your mom's kind of hot.
Do you got a hot mom?
Well, not that I'm saying I'd eat salsa out of her belly button. On the other hand,
if you had the opportunity,
wait, if
stop
that hot
it.
Carl came up, I can't say I'd say no.
Listen, my dad listens to the show.
And your dad's a lucky man.
Listen, the last thing I'm saying is there's a hot Carl involved between me and your wife right now. But I'm not saying it wouldn't happen.
There are lines that shouldn't be crossed, and they're so fucking funny when they get crossed.
Okay, so
I'm about to get shot, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a gun.
We got
Mr. and Mrs. Lees. If at this point I could apologize to you, if you do in fact listen to the show, I can only assume that by now there's been a certain amount of shock and awe instilled on you.
And shame.
My mom doesn't listen. My mom doesn't listen.
Just your dad?
That's rule number two, no moms.
Oh, and did I break rule number two and mock your mom?
No, is your mom listening?
Oh, no. Fuck, dude. My mom can barely turn on a light switch. Never mind catch a podcast.
Fair enough. So, can I read this email now?
Yeah, let's get to it.
It came to the email inbox, and the email is legendinmypodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, like the real address.
What did you think I meant? The pretend fairy one that we use?
I thought you were straight man setting me up for a good fucking home run shot. I thought you were like, hey, Dan, a good joke.
Do you know who I set up?
Over that.
You know who I set up for good jokes?
Because it's entertainment, man.
You know who I set up for good jokes? My podcast partner.
I was going to say your girlfriend.
Not
but
you,
I mean,
not
it's...
you, you fucking traitor. Okay.
I'm not with anybody else's podcast, Matt Lees.
I would fucking kill you. I'm just saying. I would send Joe after you, and he's a postal worker.
Who? Joe from
I thought we weren't supposed to talk
Iowa?
About his career anymore.
We didn't say his last name.
Oh, that's right.
Joe, we're on the same page, buddy. I don't need to worry about anything.
Okay.
Unless you're going to yank something out of your ass closer to home, like sending the Rev to beat me out in the stairway.
Yo, the Rev will totally beat you for a six-pack.
Oh, fuck. Awesome. I totally know he will. That's why I'm trying to avoid that.
He offers me a 12.
How many beers have I given you today?
Two.
Oh, if we give him four more, you're fucked. Okay, so can I read this email now?
Yeah, what's stopping it?
Well, Tweedledee and Tweedledum
keep
about talking.
Fix it,
read
son.
It. Read it, man.
Talk over me again.
Yeah, I might.
Talk over
right
me
now
again.
Like that?
Okay.
One down.
So, the email says, hey, Van Boss, how dare you compare me to the youth of today? I am nothing like those zombie of media asshole.
Whoa.
Hey, Van Boss, how dare you compare me to the youth of today? I am nothing like those zombie of the media assholes. And remember how you said you couldn't go out with the Rev because you had your hands full of paint? I don't think so. You had your hands full of some bullet belt. So go to hell, Van Boss. No, because I told you to talk over me again and you did. So anyway, what do you think about this email to Van Boss? Oh, what a shame. I'll turn that one off too. So the email to Van Boss... Darren says, fuck you.
Ouch.
Oh, you got nothing to say now? Oh, no, you don't have any volume because you're a cunt. Okay, I'm going to turn your mic on, and the first thing you're going to say is, I'm sorry, Matt. Okay?
No apologies.
Here we go. He can make apologies to me.
Why do you want to make apologies all the time now?
Because he's being a
fuck
dick.
Fuck this episode. All of a sudden, out of the blue, everyone's got to apologize to everyone. Everyone love everyone, please.
I'm sorry I came. I feel like I've fostered a lot of hostilities.
You've got the apology bug in Matt Lee's, okay. And I don't know what it is.
Shut up, Reverend.
I've got nothing but love. There is nothing but love in this. Are you turning us down too now?
I will.
This Matt, is get- to comply don't with your agreement there?
You've become hard, man.
Oh, fuck you too. So.
What does I, okay, now in English?
You can say I apologize to him.
Yeah,
or you can say that I called him a dirty whore.
Okay,
Dutch.
Guess what? I'm going to say something to you in Welsh. There you go. Fuck you.
I chug
sheepcock. Yes,
say,
which is
close. Dima cheapa!
Yo, you're yelling
oh,
again.
Shit, sorry, that's Polish.
Okay.
Don't give me a pussy. So in case you guys don't know.
But yeah, okay.
You
so
guys can use that whenever you feel like it.
We are getting
cheapa,
off track.
Dima cheapa, dima cheapa, dima cheapa, okay? It's all yours.
So.
Oh, I sing it at all my shows.
This is the
for AK.
This is the worst fucking episode ever.
I don't know. I think it's going pretty good.
If Dave K wouldn't have shown up, this would be in a fucking train wreck. No. I'm just, yeah, keep swinging the mic around because it's not
well,
on.
Just,
aren't you going piss?
There is somebody sleeping in that room, you dick. Hello, Matt. I don't even want to read it anymore. I'm told it. The email goes on to say, "Hello, Matt and the Rev. I wouldn't worry about being impressionable. On the subject of me being a virgin, silence is an admission of guilt. So I am all for you guys getting me laid. That would be fucking awesome. It would have to happen before I get out of high school because I won't have the college experience because I'm going to the Vancouver Film School when I graduate high school. But as for sending Bullet Belt my way, screw that. I don't want that itch that I can't scratch in public. The coolest Legend fan, Darren."
Darren's all right, man. I got no beef.
Well, he started by saying, go to hell, Van Boss, so I love him.
He got off to a good start.
Yeah. And then he said...
No, but he's right about the admission of guilt. You know, so why not say, yeah, fucking right, bring me the pussy.
Yeah, that's
why
right.
Why not?
Yeah, and then he has another follow-up email that says, "Hey, I don't know if you guys would be into this, but I would love to be on the show and actually talk to you guys, and we can discuss the master plan to get me laid. I think it would be a good time." Probably not, Darren. Sorry about
that. But that would earn him bonus points.
To get on the show.
Well, yeah. just that attempt right there. I'll give him props for that.
Yeah. Darren,
well, where's Darren,
send me an essay. Send me an email describing why you think you should be on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
If you make me laugh, I'll let you on the podcast. I did
now,
it for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Only problem is, make sure that A, you make that essay succinct, standard keyhole format, 5 paragraphs, no more, no less. Otherwise, the Reverend can't read it without giggling like a schoolgirl.
It's true.
And they will read it verbatim, word for word, as an entire episode in and of itself.
So, send me an email. And if you make me and the Reverend laugh at least 2 times each, you can be a guest on the podcast sometime. So, and we don't want cheap dick and fart jokes, Darren. We want you to bring your A game.
Where's Darren from?
We don't know.
Well, he said he's going to Vancouver film
yeah,
school.
He's from,
so he's got to be Canuck.
No.
Or he could be, you know, Seattle.
No, he's from Idaho. He's from Omaha.
Omaha.
Oh, no, Ohio.
Ohio.
Round on both sides and high in the middle.
Right. Sure thing. And then he says, we got another email, legendofmypodcast@gmail.com. "Hey, Matt, how is the album going? Is it going to be on sale anytime soon?" No. So, anything else? Anything else to talk about tonight?
I got an idea.
Okay, should I talk about the album for a second because we keep getting asked?
Yeah, sure. Talk about it.
It's not happening right now. There's no money. There's no budget left.
What do you need to finish?
$1,000.
That's it?
$1,000 to finish your album.
But
that's
I don't have $1,000. Do you have $1,000 laying around?
No.
Exactly.
We can earn you $1,000.
I don't know, man. Right now, I'd love to hit you in the head with a steel chair.
If that's what you need to do to feel good about yourself, Matt Lees, you have at her.
That's what she said.
Is that going to make you friends again, Matt?
I don't know. It just
it's
hurts a lot.
It's hostility here. Now, it just, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to set down my beer.
I'm getting really bored. This is boring for
you
me.
You keep looking at the clock like, fuck, are we done yet?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I tell you what, later.
Right. What? I'm sorry. Did you say something, loser?
I said, I'm going to take it back a step further.
Good. No straight answer. Well done. Okay, so this has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time podcast.
Hey. Love you, buddy.
That's a way to
sit. Apparently you don't.
So, let's all take a moment. Close this out. Rev, what do you have as your closing terms, or your closing this week?
It's all good in the hood. If you can't be decent, at least be sanitary, people.
Amen. And Van Boss?
If it ain't moist, make it.
I was gay. Okay? See how hard he tries to sound like he gets pussy and gets women? If I talk about pussy all the time, they'll think I have lots of sex.
Or I'm just offsetting the dick quotient that you seem to be flooding this podcast with, you homo.
That's true. There's a lot of cock coming out of that chair.
My room, my mixing board,
your
my podcast. If you don't like it.
His post-editing, you're going to come out looking like a jerk bag anyway.
He does anyway. Yeah, he does anyway. So, fuck you, Van Boss. Kay, what do you got to say?
Have a good time all the time.
Wow, I was really, really hoping for one of you guys to give me something to go on. Give me something to... You used to have an ending. Don't you remember what it was? You used to have a line you used to say every time we finished.
Hey, the past is the past and the future is the future, Matt Lee. The last thing I want to do is dwell on anything that's going to make anyone unhappy. If the world has taught me anything, peace, brother. Peace to all my friends. And if it turns out that me and Van Boss here have to drag you and Jeff out into the street and throw you down a flight of stairs and shamefully beat you in front of internet cameras, that's the way it is.
Rectum!
Damn near killed them!
You know what you guys should do?
And there we are.
You and Van Boss should start your own podcast. You could call it, like, I don't know, a couple of faggots. You guys could just sit around and talk about how cute you both are. I think that's you're true. Cute. No, I
Robin
think you're
and Tweety.
Cute. Yeah.
I mean, we could be the cast-offs.
You could. The cast-offs. Well done. That's a nice little, yeah, Sika's podcast,
yeah.
Cast-off. You got
if
that,
I were
Van Boss?
Looking to make myself feel self-important by putting out a podcast, that's exactly what I'd market it under.
Amen.
But at the end of the day, I'm just here to hang out with my friends.
Fair enough. Well, this has been a very interesting episode of Legend in My Spare Time. I wonder where this will lead us with our thousands upon thousands of listeners. If you would like to react...
217 last I looked.
Where did you look?
The interweb.
Where did you... You didn't look. You've never looked up our podcast.
Do we need
ever.
To settle this right now?
Yeah, you've never looked the podcast up.
That's true, I haven't.
No, you haven't. So, but look,
the fact that he's insecure enough to jump on it right now.
Look who's online now.
Oh, we're not going to make more time for Ollie, are we?
No, we're just going to do a quick little prank call. Oh, he didn't answer. Fuck him. Okay, we were closing out anyway.
Yep.
So,
that's it.
Yes.
2 cents?
2 cents. Well, ladies, your belly should never be bigger than your boobies. And nobody wants to hear you whine about your kids, you single mom fuck. That's my knowledge for this week. Thank you for tuning in to Legend in My Spare Time.
Good
it's true, though, man.
Motherfucking
if you're a single mom and you whine about your kids, nobody gives a fuck. Don't have sex if you're a single mom. Okay? It's not my
fault. There are no accidents. If you fuck a chick and you knock her up,
oh,
that's what happens. There's always that fucking...
We have a call. We have a live call. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, we just wanted to come on to say fuck you.
Want to say
and
what?
Ben.
Fuck you.
Ben, too.
Oh, why fuck me?
Because I'm here with the Reverend, and he was dissing you today.
Oh, hi, Rev.
Hey, how's it going, Ollie?
See, he's being nice to you. He said hi, Rev.
Yeah, I think we're friends.
I have guests today as well.
Oh, cool.
7 in the morning.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing up at 7 in the morning.
my mate Timmy's here. He's providing me with lots of fun music. He's nice.
Timmy's a fag.
To your grace, he says.
Fair enough. Listen, we were just signing off on it. We were just ending this week's episode. My former co-host Dave K showed up. Do you remember the one who ditched me? And we were just wrapping up. I thought I would get you on the line to give us your final thoughts, your closing words for this episode this week. How do you think this episode of Legend in My Spare Time went, Ollie?
I think it was outstanding.
Thank
apart
you.
From everything the Rev said at any point.
That's perfect. The best part is, Ollie, Rev's not wearing headphones, so he can't hear you right now.
We heard you.
He can't hear you, Rev.
Oh, we heard you, Rev.
Ollie, you're a good man. So do the final word. Close us off this week.
oh, fuck.
Loves the
Van Boss is a faggot. Dave K is a faggot.
And how do you feel about the Rev?
Also
loves the faggot. Well, yeah, he's a faggot as well. Sorry, Rev.
Ollie, I love you, sir. Thank you for joining us here for this 1 minute. And it's 7 a.m. Go to bed, sir. You and Timmy, grab a pillow.
Tell your team to go to bed, too. Maybe next game they can beat the team they're playing, right?
Oh.
Isn't that?
Yeah. You know? Did you hear that, Ollie?
Timmy, Well, well, no, wait, 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 Timmy was playing music. Wait, what's he saying? Who's he dissing now?
Okay, I'm going to repeat the Rev's exact words.
It's like pissing into the wind.
Okay.
He made fun of us saying that we couldn't even beat America at football.
Okay, sorry, where are you in the World Cup, Rev?
Yeah, Canada's not even in the World Cup, Rev.
Didn't qualify, did you? Didn't qualify.
Because there's not that many poor people in Canada to play it.
Maple syrup drinking fucking Canuck.
You know, maybe when our unemployment goes a little bit higher, we'll have some better soccer players.
Oh, yeah, because it's played all by poor kids, although they do get paid hundreds of thousands of pounds a week.
I know. Ollie, I just needed to finish on a positive note and hear your dulcet tones, sir.
Matt just wanted to hear your voice, Ollie.
Yeah, he's thinking about you when he goes into his bedroom.
Do you hear what I'm stuck with, Ollie? You hear what I'm stuck with?
Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting for you to jump ship, mate. Just ditch him.
Well, you ditch Ben, I'll ditch these guys, and we'll do our own podcast.
Yeah, go for it. I want to see Ben and the Rev go at it as well.
Okay, so
they're both faggy enough for each other.
Yeah, we're gonna trade you. Okay, listen, Rev, you just got traded to Ollie. So you and Ben are gonna do a podcast, and me and Ollie are gonna do a podcast. That's you guys fair. Can call it Queercast, and me and Ollie are gonna call it Man Boobs, the official podcast.
Yep, I'm down with that, man.
Right on. Well, Ollie, we are over this week. So thank you for closing us out. Thanks for saying hello. Give one more fuck you to the Rev for us.
Fuck you, Rev.
Thank you. Give my love to London, England, okay, Ollie?
Yeah. All right, cool. Pat him on the shoulder. Give him a fucking cookie. Feel bad they couldn't beat the States, eh?
Tickle their balls a little bit.
Oh, what a cunt. Do you hear this?
A little slap and tickle, right?
We got six more games to lose.
I don't even know what he's saying. It's something bad about
true.
Football.
You can only lose four more before.
They're mocking England, and the one guy in the room, Ollie, that is mocking England, is wearing an Italian jersey.
I am totally wearing an Italian jersey.
Oh,
all
right. So the men who drew with Paraguay, right?
Yeah. How'd your draw? Cup. Yeah, and you didn't win today either. By the way, you drew with Paraguay.
I can't argue that.
You know, he can't argue that. This is where we're gonna close the episode. Ollie, say goodnight.
Good night.
You're a gentleman and a scholar, Ollie. Thank you. Rev, say goodnight.
Fuck you.
It's Fan Boss.
Bonne nuit.
And Dave K.
Bonsoir, my friend.
This has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. Thank you, and get the fuck off of my podcast.